In Chapter 4 of our Confined Space section, we are going to talk about grain bin engulfment prevention. We've talked about how engulfment happens, and now I want to make sure our objective this time is to understand the steps needed to prevent engulfment in grain storage equipment. We now know the hazards and risks associated with grain engulfment. We want to discuss prevention measures. We're going to discuss two steps: what you can do to prevent entry into a grain storage bin, and then what to do to prepare for safe entry if entering the grain bin is absolutely necessary. First, let's discuss what farmers can do to prevent the need to enter a grain bin. The main reason that somebody needs to enter a grain bin is because there's been spoilage in the bin and we can't get it out of the bin. Practices to protect the grain will not only improve the quality of the grain, but save lives. Spoilage is reduced by maintaining aeration equipment, by preventing leaks into the structure before the harvest season. Once the grain is stored, maintaining correct moisture and temperature is needed to prevent grain from spoiling and clumping together. Aeration is meant to lower the temperature of the grains to equalize the temperature within the storage structure to prevent moisture migration. So we want to keep water out from spoiling the grain that we're storing in the bin. If clumps or crusts do form and need to be broken up, it is recommended first and always to work from outside the bin rather than going in. Long poles can be used outside the bin to poke or knock clumps free from inside the bin. To make sure people don't enter bins, storage structures, or outside grain storage piles, we do want to, as much as we can, restrict the access by locking doors and posting signs to warn of dangers. It's important to take these precautions also to prevent unauthorized persons, including bystanders and youth, from entering the bin. A few years ago, there was a whole bunch of YouTube videos of kids going around and jumping into grain bins around the Midwest. I haven't seen it pop up recently, but it is a liability. So lock access if at all possible. Signs should warn of potential for engulfment and specify that any entry must be done by workers trained to follow safe procedures. If someone needs to enter these grain storage areas, it will be important to have planned ahead to make sure that entry is as safe as possible and that rescue happens swiftly if needed. The steps to do this include the following. First, everyone has to be trained on the hazards and safe practices associated with going into a grain bin. This should include steps needed to take before entry, what safety equipment to use, how to contact emergency responders. This training needs to be done at regular intervals, particularly before seasons where grain handling occurs. Next, develop an emergency rescue plan and follow it. This plan should include having cell phones in hand during entry, posting emergency numbers to call to get local emergency responders to the site, and preventing anyone from entering the bin to rescue someone if they are not trained and protected. We don't want a second person to die because they rushed in to help. As we prepare to go into a grain bin, all grain loading and unloading equipment must be shut off. It is recommended that each power source is then locked out so nobody can turn the equipment on when somebody is inside the grain bin. And we've talked about that earlier. Before entering the grain bin, we do have to check the air quality to make sure it's safe to enter. And so here are the questions that need to be answered. Is there enough oxygen? We need to have at least 19.5%, at most 23.5%, but we need to have enough oxygen so that somebody going inside that bin can breathe and survive. Is carbon monoxide present? And this is a question that people have gone into a grain bin and inhaled carbon monoxide and died inside the grain bin because there had been smoldering of grain because they had overheated equipment. We want to make sure that carbon monoxide is less than 25 parts per million, but if there's any carbon monoxide identified in that grain bin, we need to ask what's going on and why it's there before we send somebody into the space. Next, we need to look at whether there are any toxic gases. And in a grain bin, we're really focusing on hydrogen sulfide. If there is hydrogen sulfide inside the bin, then that means we've got decaying, rotting material inside. So we do recommend that nobody goes into a bin if the hydrogen sulfide is above 10 parts per million. And then the last one, are the dust levels really high? And so there aren't readily available dust monitors to use in this situation. And I think most farmers can easily rely on a visibility check. If you cannot see more than 5 feet away inside of a bin, then the dust level is too high to enter without respiratory protection. In this case, an N95 dust mask may be sufficient. But that dust mask would not help with not having enough oxygen, not having any carbon monoxide, and then having hydrogen sulfide. So the dust mask is really only good for dust. If the air quality is safe to enter, you want to visibly inspect the inside of the structure while still on the outside. So if the grain is stored above the entry area, so if you've got an access door and the grain goes above that, you cannot enter through that door. You have to be above the grain in order to enter. If the grain is hung up on a sidewall, we've got that vertical wall collapse issue. Then we also recommend that, you know, we don't go in because we probably have bridging and we have clumps that will collapse from those walls. If all of the above indicate that it's safe to enter, then we implement the following steps before we go in. Step number one, an entrant must put on fall arrest equipment. That means they got to put on a body harness. That body harness has to be attached to an anchored line. This line then has to be attached to a piece of the structure that can withhold 2,000 pounds. Remember, if we need to pull somebody out, we need 2,000 pounds to get them out. New grain bins from 2020 and newer have two anchor points installed in them. Older ones do not. It's important to understand where you're going to tie off in order to have enough strength to get somebody out. The new grain bins have one that's near the roof, near the peak of the roof, and another one near the roof access for tying off that lifeline. This system needs to support the wearer when the grain moves, and we've got to have a harness. And if the grain moves, then the person wearing the harness should be suspended above the grain if there is any grain slide in the bin. So the entrant has to have protection. The entrant also has to maintain communication with the attendant who is staying outside of the entry area. The entire time that somebody's inside the bin, they have to maintain communication. And they could do that by just yelling and talking, or you can use technology. If it's a very large bin, you may need radios. The attendant must monitor the space and any outside activity that may pose a hazard to the person inside of the bin. So they're also making sure that nobody comes and turns on an auger or any flow or any energy that has been removed from the bin before somebody goes in. The attendant must be in continuous communication, including line of sight, with the person inside of the bin. And the attendant has to prohibit anybody from entering the bin who is not authorized to enter. The attendant is there to call for an emergency rescue should the grain shift, entrapment occur, or the entrant be unable to communicate for any reason. So it is really important for every entry, there needs to be an attendant on the outside of the grain bin. Only those trained on safe entry procedure as outlined above should be allowed to enter the bin. It's important to know that employees younger than 16 years of age are not allowed to enter a grain storage structure. If it's your kid, there's no rule for it, but you've got to make sure that they've got a harness that fits them and that they understand the ramifications and how to respond if there's something that goes awry. Our reference material that we're going to provide to you will have numerous resources to learn more about grain bin hazards. Training by the Grain Handling Safety Coalition will provide you with detailed expertise to understand and apply these precautions if you need to know more. We've covered here an outline of what needs to be in place to minimize the risk of grain bin engulfment and fatality on the farm. Our discussion question for you after listening to this chapter asks you to consider how to have the conversation with a farm worker about their risk of grain engulfment. Here's the question. Think about how you would ask questions to assess somebody's risk of grain engulfment on the farm. What questions would you ask to understand whether you need to probe more deeply into the need for a confined space program on the farm to address grain bin hazards?